Hola. ¿Qué tal? Si vais terminando, por favor, damos comienzo.
Please, could the photographers finish and we'll start the press conference.
Bueno, arratsaldeon guztioi, eta eskerrik asko. Sail ofiz...
Let's commence the press conference of the film which corresponds. The film just has been screened in the official section of the festival. It's a Portuguese production called Sangue do Meu Sangue, Blood of My Blood. And to present it, we have part of the cast of the film. We have the director, João Canijo, and the actresses, Cleida Meia, Ana Rita Blanco, Anabela Moreira, and we also have the producer of the film, Pedro Borges. All of them have said they'd be glad to be with you here today. They're glad to be here with you and to answer any questions you may deem pertinent to ask vis-a-vis the film. So therefore, let's start the press conference per se. Thank you very much and see you.
Sí, alguien que hable.
Hi. I'm going to speak Spanish or half Portuguese, João. I've liked your film very much. A very powerful film. But I would like to ask you how you saw it, this Portugal that you show, it's like a hidden fado. It seems that we've got a country that's under an economic crisis, and it seems that there's always a bit of hope there, perhaps. Football seems to save us at the end of the day. I don't know, but how do you see this Portugal? The football was Portugal losing against Spain in the World Cup, if you remember. Yes, Villa's goal was at the crucial moment of the film, it seems. And as regards to the hope in our country, I don't know this very well, because the real image of that country are the final credits of the film. It's that architecture in the suburbs and the social buildings where the majority of the population of Lisbon lives. And I don't know where the hope lies, but perhaps within people, within the love, which manages to survive in an atmosphere of that nature. Next question, please. Hi, more than a question, I'd like to make a small remark. I'm also speaking in mixture of Spanish and Portuguese. Just like my colleague has just mentioned, I like the film very much. This way of telling what's going on in the outer suburbs of a city like Lisbon. In particular, I found a great interest in the way you've shot some of the scenes and the dialogues, parallel dialogues. For the audience, it's not Portuguese, it's a bit difficult to understand how you did that. I think that we Portuguese are a bit privileged to see the film because they understand a lot that doesn't happen with the subtitles. I liked the whole cast, all of the three actresses that are there. If you allow me, I'd like to highlight the beautiful portrayal of Nuno Lopes. Finally, could you please talk about, in the press, that there's the existence of another film about how Blood of My Blood was shot. I don't know whether you can talk about that other film. Yes, I can. It's not a film, it's a documentary. And it's not only how it was shot, but it's how For over 2 years, we carried out the rehearsal how we wrote the script to describe the characters that were going to portray, that had to be portrayed, and debating and discussing and rehearsing this for this 2 year period. And it's a documentary, which is didactic. It's pedagogical for the theater and cinema schools and academies, because it relates the entire process of how we prepared this film, which was very fortunate. Because it's a dream for any director to work in this way for so much time with the entire cast of the film. And this is thanks to the producer, who understood that this was of fundamental importance.
Sí, por favor.
Yes, please. Joao, I liked the film very much. Congratulations. And I would like to ask you, in many scenes, you hide the characters between walls and columns and pillars, and you hide the faces of the characters. What intention did you do this for? What was the idea? Because it's much more powerful, and sometimes it's much more beautiful, that you can imagine what's going on instead of truly seeing it on the screen. It gives you complete freedom to imagine what's going on, and that was the reason.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
Sí.
Bueno, a mí también.
Yes, I love the film, and I must say, it's the film that I've liked the best in the official section. Oh, thank you very much. And I was quite surprised, because I knew beforehand that the film lasted for 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it flew by. But in other films, I was waiting for the film to finish, but not such was not the case of your films. To Rita, your character, I'd like to ask you a question. I liked it very much, because from the first moment, I thought it was a character who was quite hard and quite detestable. Detestable, yes, yes. I've got to make sure that she doesn't have a shit life. And that incest, I've got to make it possible. She's got to do this all for love. If you don't like love, yes, but precisely that's what I wanted to mention. One of the first scenes within the home, in the kitchen, when the first lunches have, you see that's a character, your character is very harsh. Not appropriate to vis-a-vis her family, but at the end, you demonstrate quite clearly there's a lot of pride, and that everything she does to defend the family. Yes, in the family as well, I think, well, that's the way I did it. I don't know whether you read it like that, but the more it's read into it, the better. But I think she's a woman who is trying to defend a family. She's always working, but always in a... she's always saying as if nothing's doing things, so as nothing's going on. She loves them all. She's the one, the best, that comes out the best in the story, but she protects them more, but she loves everyone in the family. She's a lot of woman with a lot of pride, because to a certain extent, you might interpret that she may have used the family. It's a family that doesn't have too many economic possibilities, who doesn't live, not too well off economically. And knowing what happened with the daughter later on, perhaps she could have taken full advantage of this, or she have, I don't know, tried to carry out some blackmail or find an economic situation there. No, I think that this family is quite a serious family, very honest, in the old-fashioned way, which comes back from the Salazar moment, which had horrible things, but it's a family who believes in honesty and always to work in order to achieve prosperity in the most serious and honest way possible. So therefore, I think that she's proud to be serious. She never takes the easy way out. That's the way I constructed her, at least that was my idea, but thank you. Next question, please.
Bueno, perdona, tú comentas...
You were saying that your role, you love everyone equally, and your role as a mother, you're providing love. But I think it's like Mother Nature. I have the feeling that you've defined quite clearly who's the daughter and who's the son that's going to prosper and who's already lost and defeated already beforehand. And in the film, I see that relationship. That is, you defend your daughter as much as possible, and your son, you leave him as a lost cause. Let me defend her. I think that this mother, this woman, has a family, and the family has to do whatever's best for the family. Those that don't do it will have to go outside until find the path to come back to the family. She loves them all, but she has done it for the family. She's the woman that makes sure that everything that can prosper. The others don't do it, so therefore I do it for love. She doesn't facilitate. She's not going to say, come here, darling, you've stolen this, that, and the other. No, I love you. You're at home. Now go out there. And if you're not going to do anything in favor of the family, go outside. The script was made with her and with her and with her and with all the others. So therefore, the characters belong to they themselves, the actors. They know exactly what happens more with the characters than me. I just limited myself to choose amongst the things that I felt was interesting for me. But they did absolutely everything. I limited myself to shoot them in the right way, or the way I do, in my style. And as you were asking, I hide and I demonstrate and I show what I'm interested in, but all the characters have been made up by them, because you can't impose an interpretation to how an actor portrays a role. An actor is an artist who has to personally portray something, and that can't be transmitted. If we stem from this principle in thinking, we started from zero, from scratch with them, and we constructed everything from scratch with them. So therefore, they know more about the characters than I do, the truth be said.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please. Along the lines of what you're saying about that script that you've constructed together, how did you do this? How, amongst all of these people, how can you prepare a script without killing each other? It's been difficult, but not that difficult. From debate, we find light at the end of the tunnel. It's been a long two-year process with breaks. There wasn't 2 years in a row consecutively. What we've done was we recorded everything from the outset or from the beginning, and from the beginning of the debate, what the film was going to deal with, what kind of relationships we're going to have amongst these characters, what type of problems they're going to encounter. From here, we discuss the scenes, and there, from there, in the final version, with the scenes described, we improvised in order to test the scenes. And when we started the film, nothing was improvised because everything in the script was well written. But obviously, I, as the guide, I was interested in everything that they did, and that has been what I've introduced. They've given me, and I have dragged and squeezed everything out of their portrayals as actors. I know it's difficult. We did it in groups, and it worked quite well, the process, but it's not something new. Interesting people have been doing this. People who do this kind of work have been doing it for quite a long time. The thing is to have the possibility or the opportunity to work in this way. Next question, please. Please, I want to ask you whether you've managed any literary reference or anything of the nature when developing the plot of the film. I say this because in this festival, Stories of Lisbon, it was a very complicated story, and this is a very complicated story, but filmed in a very different way. It seems like Mysteries of Lisbon, but quite differently, and I think it's quite fascinating the way you've done it. No, there's no literary work that we started with. No, we started from a philosophical approach. Aristotle, Schopenhauer, and Platos, and that is the idea, what they would say about the film, and we started from a subject which was unconditional love. How can unconditional love survive in difficult situations like living in the suburbs? But there's no literary work, there's no novel that we've based ourselves upon, not at all. Hi, good afternoon. From the Osaka magazine, I would like to ask the director and the cast, up until the girl's raped, how do we build up the scenes in order to arrive to that climax in which the protagonist enters into the room, shoot in this hidden cinema so it can't be seen? How do you build all of this? How do you link all of those images and messages together? And I think that's the climax of a certain part of the film, yes. The relationship between the characters and the characters themselves are one thing. If we discuss and decide that the guy's going to have to die, the scene is written with him, and then we test it and improvise it. But the way the scene is developed, I'm the person who makes the decision. How do I do it? Well, thinking what's going to be the most powerful and most correct way to do it, for me, at least, as the director. The way in which emotions that I believe, the emotions I like to transmit, are going to be in the most powerful way and less illustrative. Less illustratively, it's not necessary to show everything so that something remains or is understood. Next question, please.
Sí, hola, buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to know why you've maintained that background noise, mainly when they're at home, you can hear all the neighborhood in the next door, the neighborhood houses, and you can hear it throughout the entire film.
Porque...
Because just like in life, if you go to one of the outer suburban lying districts, the TVs are always switched on. And it was a very important game of the World Cup, which is Portugal, Spain. So therefore, obviously, everyone was going to be watching that game. And no one's going to switch off a game of that importance for the World Cup. And so therefore, it's necessary to know the final result, I believe. That's why the background noise. What impacts me is how you create the scenes with the actors, but you leave to one side. The photographer goes crazy when giving all the lighting. How do you... the photography disappears because there's no point of reference there. It's not that improvised and as loose as it may seem. There are points of reference or reference points. The idea is that it seems that there are no reference points, but there are reference points. There's an improvisation phase, and then much later, he tells us exactly what he decided. It's not that we film and we are improvising at any time. No, not at all. And the documentary, there's a phrase that Rita says that she wants to talk so much about this and debate this and discuss it. We came to a phase that we don't want to improvise at all, so that it can be something much clearly stated.
Hola, una pregunta.
Question for the producer, Pedro Borges. I'm going to try to speak slow Portuguese. Pedro, it's difficult to make cinema in Portugal. It's more and more difficult. I would like to ask you what this adventure was like. It seems that the film Is it the film that you wanted to film or what you wanted from the outset? How was this adventure?
Bueno, three
years of work. Like João was mentioned, and the availability of the actors, because with so many months, the budget of the film obviously had to be much larger, and after all of, and 7 weeks shooting the film, and that is to say in Portugal, quite often a film should be shot or 5 or 6 weeks, and here we had 7 weeks, but all the rest has been quite simple, the work, and now the film has been made. I can't sort of say much about the production, but apart from everybody ended up very happy with the result, and that's not quite normal, that's not a regular thing to happen, but that's the way it worked. Along the lines of what Pedro Borges said, I know the film is going to premiere next year in Portugal in the month of October, and there are certain perspectives that it may premiere in other countries. Is that right? We shall see. The film will also be in a Korean film festival in Busan, and then Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and there are other invitations, and we've got a lot of contacts already being made. It's been in Toronto. We'll see how it goes. Any further questions? I'd like to ask Anabella about her character, because there is the mother leaves João Carlos to one side, and your character is the one that she takes a lot of care of, and at the end she gives everything for him, but in the film you don't see it too much that he gives to her. What does he offer you, this nephew, so that she's prepared to give everything for this nephew? Beforehand, I believe that this relationship is intensified because there's a close proximity between both of them. My character, if I can say it that way, she feels a bit alone to one side of this privileged relationship, and she feels the same as you refer to the character of Rita. She's much closer to her daughter, and she's very hard on her son, so therefore I take a bit more care of my nephew, perhaps because of this. And I feel misunderstood, so therefore there's a clear empathy with him. And after, there are a series of coincidences. And my character, for example, is one of the few in the film. She's remaking her life because there's a series of coincidences, because I don't know what happens in the life of my sister or my nephew in this case, nothing at all. And I look at this wall and I don't see what's there, so therefore I feel very alone, very, as I said, lonely. And that's why I ended up feeling I'm the only person that can help him. And that's what it is, I think, basically speaking. And it's a situation for a great love for someone. We are able to do things which are incredible, even if people that we don't know too well. But when we're very close to us, when we are able to do everything, and that was a very interesting subject to address and to portray in the film. Thank you.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please. I'm sorry, we don't translate Portuguese. We can't translate Portuguese.
Como são tratadas as mulheres que amam, que ajudam, que sacrificam, E os homens que roubam, que são passivos, que são terríveis, que são quase monstruosos, ou então parecem quase figuras ausentes.
O Nini não. É um exemplo.
Não, esse pareceu-me mais passivo, não é?
This is what I perceive, she said.
Não. Habla tu primeiro, Juan. Juan Canijo, habla.
João Juan Canijo, you speak first to the question that was just asked in Portuguese, which we don't translate because it's not one of the official languages of the film festival. I think... they've got the grace of being able to give women where I think we men have the power of taking away. Or do you want to add anything there? What a bad vision, a poor vision of men you have. I like men, by the way. And I like women. Well, I like men and women. I like women more. Okay. Well, good for you. You want me to add anything? No, you talk. I was remembering Nini, for example. She doesn't open up too much to talk to him about his problem, which is a big problem, but she's there. She says, talk to me, I'm here. You can talk to me if you want. She supports without asking. She gives all the support without asking anything. So therefore, that's great. I'd like... But he's like a monkey, if you catch what I'm saying. No, I've got one like that. Next question, please.
Ahora, habla.
No further questions? Okay, thank you very much to all of you. It's been a genuine pleasure to have you here.